And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And it came to pass in the morning that his spirit was troubled. And he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt and all the wise men thereof. And Pharaoh told them his dream, but there was none that could interpret them unto Pharaoh. Now therefore let Pharaoh look out a man discreet and wise, and set him over the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, Forasmuch as God hath showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Then Pharaoh also called the wise men and the sorcerers. Now the magicians of Egypt, they also did in like manner with their enchantments. If thou afflict them in any wise, and they cry at all unto me, I will surely hear their cry, and thou shalt take no gift, for the gift blindeth the wise, and perverteth the words of the righteous. And thou shalt speak unto all that are wise-hearted, whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom, that they may make Aaron's garments to consecrate him, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office. And I, behold, I have given him Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach of the tribe of Dan, and in the hearts of all that are wise-hearted I have put wisdom, that they may make all that I have commanded thee. And every wise-hearted among you shall come and make all that the Lord hath commanded. And all the women that were wise-hearted did spin with their hands, and brought that which they had spun, both of blue and of purple and of scarlet and of fine linen. Then wrought Bezaleel and Aholiab, and every wise-hearted man, in whom the Lord put wisdom and understanding, to know how to work all manner of work for the service of the sanctuary, according to all that the Lord had commanded. And Moses called Bezaleel and Aholiab, and every wise-hearted man, in whose heart the Lord had put wisdom, even every one whose heart stirred him up to come unto the work to do it. And all the wise men that wrought all the work of the sanctuary came every man from his work which they made. And every wise-hearted man among them that wrought the work of the tabernacle made 10 curtains of fine twined linen, and blue, and purple, and scarlet, with cherubims of cunning work made he them. And the fat of the beast that dieth of itself, and the fat of that which is torn with beasts, may be used in any other use, but he shall in no wise eat of it. Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor, and not suffer sin upon him. And if he that sanctified the field will in any wise redeem it, then he shall add the fifth part of the money of thy estimation unto it, and it shall be assured to him. Speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying, On this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, Take you wise men and understand. So I took the chief of your tribes wise men and known, and made them heads over you, captains over thousands, and captains over hundreds, and captains over fifties, and captains over tens, and officers among your tribes. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, Surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Thou shalt not wrest judgment. Thou shalt not respect persons, neither take a gift. For a gift doth blind the eyes of the wise, and pervert the words of the righteous. Thou shalt in any wise set him king over thee, whom the Lord thy God shall choose. One from among thy brethren shalt thou set king over thee. Thou mayest not set a stranger over thee, which is not thy brother. His body shall not remain all night upon the tree, but thou shalt in any wise bury him that day. For he that is hanged is accursed of God, that thy land be not defiled, which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance. But thou shalt in any wise let the dam go, and take the young to thee, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest prolong thy days. Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end. And ye in any wise keep yourselves from the accursed thing, lest ye make yourselves accursed, when ye take of the accursed thing, and make the camp of Israel a curse, and trouble it. Else, if ye do in any wise go back, and cleave unto the remnant of these nations, even these that remain among you, and shall make marriages with them, and go in unto them, and they to you? Her wise ladies answered her, Yea, she returned, answered to herself, And they said, If ye send away the ark of the God of Israel, send it not empty, but in any wise return him a trespass offering. Then ye shall be healed, and it shall be known to you why his hand is not removed from you. And Joab sent to Tekoa, and fetched thence a wise woman, and said unto her, I pray thee, feign thyself to be a mourner, and put on a now mourning apparel, and anoint not thyself with oil, but be as a woman that had a long time mourned for the dead. To fetch about this form of speech hath thy servant Joab done this thing. And my Lord is wise, according to the wisdom of an angel of God, to know all things that are in the earth. Then cried a wise woman out of the city, Hear, hear! Say, I pray you, unto Joab, come near hither, that I may speak with thee. And now therefore hold him not guiltless, for thou art a wise man, and knowest what thou oughtest to do unto him, but his hoar head bring thou down to the grave with blood. Behold, I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. Then spake the woman whose the living child was unto the king, for her bowels yearned upon her son. And she said, O my Lord, give her the living child, and in no wise slay it. But the other said, Let it be neither mine nor thine, but divide it. Then the king answered and said, Give her the living child, and in no wise slay it. She is the mother thereof. And it came to pass, when Hiram heard the words of Solomon, that he rejoiced greatly, and said, Blessed be the Lord this day, which hath given unto David a wise son over this great people. Then Pharaoh said unto him, But what hast thou liked with me, that, behold, thou seekest to go to thine own country? And he answered nothing. Howbeit, let me go in any wise. And the lot eastward fell to Shelemiah. Then for Zechariah his son, a wise counselor, they cast lots, and his lot came up northward. Also Jonathan, David's uncle, was a counselor, a wise man, and a scribe. And Jehiel, the son of Hakmoni, was with the king's sons. Hiram said, moreover, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, that made heaven and earth, who hath given to David the king a wise son, endued with prudence and understanding, that might build an house for the Lord, and an house for his kingdom. And the king said to the wise men which knew the times, for so was the king's manner toward all that knew law and judgment, and Haman told Zeresh his wife and all his friends everything that had befallen him. Then said his wise men and Zeresh his wife unto him, If Mordecai be of the seed of the Jews, before whom thou hast begun to fall, thou shalt not prevail against him, but shalt surely fall before him. He taketh the wise in their own craftiness, and the counsel of the froward is carried headlong. He is wise in heart and mighty in strength. Who hath hardened himself against him and hath prospered? For vain man would be wise, though man be born like a wild ass's colt. Should a wise man utter vain knowledge and fill his belly with the east wind, which wise men have told from their fathers and have not hid it? But as for you all, do ye return and come now? For I cannot find one wise man among you. Can a man be profitable unto God, as he that is wise may be profitable unto himself? Great men are not always wise, neither do the aged understand judgment. Hear my words, O ye wise men, and give ear unto me, ye that have knowledge. Let men of understanding tell me, and let a wise man hearken unto me. Men do therefore fear him. He respecteth not any that are wise of heart. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings, be instructed, ye judges of the earth. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He hath left off to be wise and to do good. He departs from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For he seeth that wise men die, likewise the fool and the brutish person perish and leave their wealth to others. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise, and will observe these things? Even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. A wise man will hear, and will increase learning. And a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels, to understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. Go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways, and be wise. Hear instruction, and be wise, and refuse it not. Reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. If thou be wise, thou shalt be wise for thyself. But if thou scornest, thou alone shalt bear it. The Proverbs of Solomon. A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. He that gathereth in summer is a wise son, but he that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causeth shame. The wise in heart will receive commandments, but a prating fool shall fall. Wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. In the multitude of words there wanteth not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise. He that troubleth his own house shall inherit the wind, and the fool shall be servant to the wise of heart. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. There is that speaketh like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health. A wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. The law of the wise is a fountain of life, to depart from the snares of death. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands. In the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise shall preserve them. A wise man feareth and departeth from evil, but the fool rageth and is confident. The crown of the wise is their riches, but the foolishness of fools is folly. The king's favor is toward a wise servant, but his wrath is against him that causeth shame. The tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness. The lips of the wise disperse knowledge, but the heart of the foolish doeth not so. A scorner loveth not one that reproveth him, neither will he go unto the wise. A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish man despiseth his mother. The way of life is above to the wise, that he may depart from hell beneath. The ear that heareth the reproof of life abideth among the wise. The wrath of a king is as messengers of death, but a wise man will pacify it. The wise in heart shall be called prudent, and the sweetness of the lips increaseth learning. The heart of the wise teacheth his mouth, and addeth learning to his lips. A wise servant shall have rule over a son that causeth shame, and shall have part of the inheritance among the brethren. Reproof entereth more into a wise man than an hundred stripes into a fool. Even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise, and he that shutteth his lips is esteemed a man of understanding. The heart of the prudent getteth knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeketh knowledge. Hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. A wise king scattereth the wicked, and bringeth the wheel over them. When the scorner is punished, the simple is made wise, and when the wise is instructed, he receiveth knowledge. There is treasure to be desired in oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man spendeth it up. A wise man scaleth the city of the mighty, and casteth down the strength of the confidence thereof. Bow down thine ear, and hear the words of the wise, and apply thine heart unto my knowledge. My son, if thine heart be wise, my heart shall rejoice, even mine. Hear thou, my son, and be wise, and guide thine heart in the way. The father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he that begetteth a wise child shall have joy of him. A wise man is strong, yea, a man of knowledge increaseth strength. For by wise counsel thou shalt make thy war, and in multitude of counselors there is safety. These things also belong to the wise. It is not good to have respect of persons in judgment. As an earring of gold, and an ornament of fine gold, so is a wise reprover upon an obedient ear. Answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own conceit. Seest thou a man wise in his own conceit? There is more hope of a fool than of him. My son, be wise, and make my heart glad, that I may answer him that reproacheth me. Whoso keepeth the law is a wise son, but he that is a companion of riotous men shameth his father. The rich man is wise in his own conceit, but the poor that hath understanding searcheth him out. Scornful men bring a city into a snare, but wise men turn away wrath. If a wise man contendeth with a foolish man, whether he rage or laugh, there is no rest. A fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it in till afterwards. There be four things which are little upon the earth, but they are exceeding wise.
The wise man's eyes are in his head, but the fool walketh in darkness. And I myself perceived also that one event happeneth to them all. Then said I in my heart, As it happeneth to the fool, so it happeneth even to me. And why was I then more wise? Then I said in my heart, That this also is vanity. For there is no remembrance of the wise more than of the fool for ever, seeing that which now is in the days to come shall all be forgotten. And how dieth the wise man? As the fool. And who knoweth whether he shall be a wise man or a fool? Yet shall he have rule over all my labor wherein I have labored, and wherein I have showed myself wise under the sun. This is also vanity. Better is a poor and wise child than an old and foolish king, who will no more be admonished. For what hath the wise more than the fool? What hath the poor that knoweth to walk before the living? The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the heart of fools is in the house of mirth. It is better to hear the rebuke of the wise than for a man to hear the song of fools. Surely oppression maketh a wise man mad, and a gift destroyeth the heart. Be not righteous overmuch, neither make thyself overwise. Why shouldest thou destroy thyself? Wisdom strengtheneth the wise more than 10 mighty men which are in the city. All this have I proved by wisdom. I said, I will be wise, but it was far from me. Who is as the wise man, and who knoweth the interpretation of a thing? A man's wisdom maketh his face to shine, and the boldness of his face shall be changed. Whoso keepeth the commandment shall feel no evil thing, and a wise man's heart discerneth both time and judgment. Then I beheld all the work of God, that a man cannot find out the work that is done under the sun, because though a man labor to seek it out, yet he shall not find it. Yea, farther, though a wise man think to know it, yet shall he not be able to find it. For all this I considered my heart even to declare all this, that the righteous and the wise and their works are in the hand of God. No man knoweth either love or hatred by all that is before them. I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happeneth to them all. Now there was found in it a poor wise man, and he by his wisdom delivered the city. Yet no man remembered that same poor man. The words of wise men are heard in quiet more than the cry of him that ruleth among fools. A wise man's heart is at his right hand, but a fool's heart at his left. The words of a wise man's mouth are gracious, but the lips of a fool will swallow up himself. And moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. Yea, he gave good heed and sought out and set in order many proverbs. The words of the wise are as goads,
and as nails fastened by the masters of assemblies, which are given from one shepherd. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes, and prudent in their own sight! Surely the princes of Zoan are fools. The counsel of the wise counselors of Pharaoh is become brutish. How say ye unto Pharaoh, I am the son of the wise, the son of ancient kings? Where are they? Where are thy wise men? And let them tell thee now, and let them know what the Lord of hosts hath purposed upon Egypt. Therefore, behold, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among this people, even a marvelous work and a wonder. For the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the understanding of their prudent men shall be hid. Yet he also is wise, and will bring evil, and will not call back his words, but will arise against the house of the evildoers, and against the help of them that work iniquity, that frustrateth the tokens of the liars, and maketh diviners mad, that turneth wise men backward, and maketh their knowledge foolish. For my people is foolish, they have not known me. They are sottish children, and they have none understanding. They are wise to do evil, but to do good they have no knowledge. How do ye say, we are wise, and the law of the Lord is with us? Lo, certainly in vain made he it. The pen of the scribes is in vain. The wise men are ashamed, they are dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of the Lord. And what wisdom is in them? Who is the wise man that may understand this? And who is he to whom the mouth of the Lord has spoken, that he may declare it? For what the land perisheth, and is burned up like a wilderness, that none passeth through? Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. Who would not fear thee, O King of nations? For to thee doth it appertain. For as much as among all the wise men of the nations, and in all their kingdom, there is none like unto thee. Then said they, come, and let us devise devices against Jeremiah. For the law shall not perish from the priest, nor counsel from the wise, nor the word from the prophet. Come, and let us smite him with the tongue, and let us not give heed to any of his words. A sword is upon the Chaldeans, saith the Lord, and upon the inhabitants of Babylon, and upon her princes, and upon her wise men. And I will make drunk her princes, and her wise men, her captains, and her rulers, and her mighty men. And they shall sleep a perpetual sleep, and not wake, saith the King, whose name is the Lord of hosts. The inhabitants of Zidon and Arvad were thy mariners. Thy wise men, O Tyrus, that were in thee, were thy pilots. The ancients of Gebel, and the wise men thereof, were in thee thy caulkers. All the ships of the sea with their mariners were in thee to occupy thy merchandise. For this cause the king was angry and very furious, and commanded to destroy all the wise men of Babylon. And the decree went forth that the wise men should be slain, and they sought Daniel and his fellows to be slain. Then Daniel answered with counsel and wisdom to Arioch, the captain of the king's guard, which was gone forth to slay the wise men of Babylon, that they would desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. And he changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. Therefore Daniel went in unto Arioch, whom the king had ordained to destroy the wise men of Babylon. He went and said thus unto him, destroy not the wise men of Babylon. Bring me in before the king, and I will show unto the king the interpretation. Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, the secret which the king hath demanded, cannot the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, the soothsayers show unto the king? Then the king made Daniel a great man, and gave him many great gifts, and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon, and chief of the governors over all the wise men of Babylon. Therefore made I a decree to bring in all the wise men of Babylon before me, that they might make known unto me the interpretation of the dream. This dream I, King Nebuchadnezzar, have seen. Now thou, O Belteshazzar, declare the interpretation thereof, for as much as all the wise men of my kingdom are not able to make known unto me the interpretation. But thou art able, for the spirit of the holy gods is in thee. The king cried aloud to bring in the astrologers, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers. And the king spake and said to the wise men of Babylon, whosoever shall read this writing and show me the interpretation thereof shall be clothed with scarlet and have a chain of gold about his neck and shall be the third ruler in the kingdom. Then came in all the king's wise men, but they could not read the writing, nor make known to the king the interpretation thereof. And now the wise men, the astrologers, have been brought in before me, that they should read this writing, and make known unto me the interpretation thereof. But they could not show the interpretation of the thing, and they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars for ever and ever. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. Who is wise, and he shall understand these things? Prudent, and he shall know them? For the ways of the Lord are right, and the just shall walk in them, but the transgressors shall fall therein. Shall I not in that day, saith the Lord, even destroy the wise men out of Edom, and understanding out of the mount of Esau? And Hamath also shall border thereby, Tyrus and Zidon, though it be very wise.
Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When, as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth, and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and in all the coasts thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. With these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the flock as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. At that time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. And Jesus answered and said unto them, I also will ask you one thing, which if ye tell me, I in likewise will tell you by what authority I do these things. Wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets, and wise men, and scribes, and some of them ye shall kill and crucify, and some of them shall ye scourge in your synagogues, and persecute them from city to city. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season? And five of them were wise, and five were foolish. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. But he spake the more vehemently, If I should die with thee, I will not deny thee in any wise. Likewise also said they all. In that hour Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father. For so it seemed good in thy sight. And the Lord said, Who then is that faithful and wise steward whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household, to give them their portion of meat in due season? And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. After these things Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise showed he himself. And God spake on this wise, that his seed should sojourn in a strange land,
and that they should bring them into bondage, and entreat them evil 400 years. And as concerning that he raised him up from the dead, now no more to return to corruption, he said on this wise, I will give you the sure mercies of David. Behold, ye despisers, and wonder, and perish. For I work a work in your days, a work which ye shall in no wise believe, though a man declare it unto you. I am debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the... What then? Are we better than they? No, in no wise. For we have before proved both Jews and Gentiles that they are all under sin. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, Say not in thine heart, Who shall ascend into heaven? That is, to bring Christ down from above. For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part is happened to Israel, until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. For your obedience is come abroad unto all men. I am glad therefore on your behalf, but yet I would have you wise unto that which is good and simple concerning evil. To God only wise be glory through Jesus Christ for ever. Amen. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble, are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. According to the grace of God which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool that he may be wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, He taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. We are fools for Christ's sake, but ye are wise in Christ. We are weak, but ye are strong. Ye are honorable, but we are despised. I speak to your shame. Is it so that there is not a wise man among you, no, not one, that shall be able to judge between his brethren? I speak as to wise men. Judge ye what I say. For we dare not make ourselves of the number, or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves. But they, measuring themselves by themselves, and comparing themselves among themselves, are not wise. For ye suffer fools gladly, seeing ye yourselves are wise. For see then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory for ever and ever. Amen. And that from a child thou hast known the holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, And God did rest the seventh day from all his works. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. To the only wise God our Savior be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life.